The name of the first, Yekyon, that is the one who led astray all the sons of God, and brought them down to the earth, and led them astray through the daughters of men. And the second was named Asbael. He imparted to the holy sons of God evil counsel, and led them astray so that they defiled their bodies with the daughters of men. And the third was named Gadriel. He it is who showed the children of men all the blows of death, and he led astray Eve, and showed the weapons of death to the sons of men, that shield and the coat of mail and the sword for battle, and all the weapons of death to the children of men. And from his hand they had proceeded against those who dwell on the earth from that day and forevermore. And the fourth was named Penemu. He taught the children of men the bitter and the sweet, and he taught them all the secrets of their wisdom. And he instructed mankind in writing with ink and paper. And terribly men is sinned from eternity to eternity and until this day. For men were not created for such a purpose, to give confirmation to their good faith with pen and ink. For men were created exactly like the angels, to the intent that they should continue pure and righteous, and death, which destroys everything, could not have taken hold of them. But through this their knowledge they are perishing, and through this power it is consuming me. And the fifth was named Kasteya. This is he who showed the children of men all the wicked smittings of spirits and demons, and the smittings of the embryo in the womb, that it might pass away, and the smittings of the soul, the bites of the serpents, and the smittings which befall through the noontide heat. The son of the serpent named Tabaet, and this is the task of Kashbil, the chief of the oath, which he showed to the holy ones when he dwelt high above in glory. And its name is Bika. This angel requested Michael to show him the hidden name, that he might enunciate in the oath, so that those might quake before the name and oath who revealed all that was in secret to the children of men. And this is the power of this oath, for it is powerful and strong. And he placed this oath, Achae, in the hand of Michael. And these are the secrets of this oath, and they are strong through his oath. And the heavens was suspended before the world was created, and forever. And through it the earth was founded upon the water, and from the secret recesses of the mountains come beautiful waters from the creation of the world and unto eternity. And through that oath the sea was created, and as its foundation he set for it the sand against the time of its anger, and it dare not pass beyond it from the creation of the world unto eternity. And through that oath are the depths made fast, and abide and stir not from their place from eternity to eternity. And through that oath the sun and moon complete their course, and deviate not from their ordinance from eternity to eternity. And through that oath the stars complete their course, and he calls them by their names, and they answer him from eternity to eternity. And in like manners the spirits of the water and of the winds and of all sapphires, and their path from all the quarters of the winds. And there are preserved the voice of the thunder and the light of the lightnings, and there are preserved the chambers of the hail and the chambers of the hoarfrost, and the chambers of the mist, and the chambers of the rain, and the dew. And all these believe and give thanks before the Lord of spirits, and glorify him with all their powers. And their food is in every act of thanksgiving. They thank and glorify and extol the name of the Lord of spirits forever and ever. And this oath is mighty over them, and through it they are preserved, and their paths are preserved, and their cause is not destroyed. And there was great joy amongst them, and they blessed and glorified and extolled, because the name of that Son of Man had been revealed unto them. And he sat on the throne of his glory, and the sum of judgment was given unto the Son of Man. And he caused the sinners to pass away, and be destroyed from off the face of the earth. And those who have led the world astray, with chains shall they be bound, and in their assemblage place of destruction shall they be imprisoned, and all their works vanish from the face of the earth. And from henceforth there shall be nothing corruptible. For that Son of Man has appeared, and has seated himself on the throne of his glory, and all evil shall pass away before his face. And the word of that Son of Man shall go forth, and be strong before the Lord of spirits. This is the third parable of Enoch, the final translation of Enoch. And it came to pass after this that his name during his lifetime was raised aloft to that Son of Man and to the Lord of spirits from amongst those who dwell on the earth, and he was raised aloft on the chariots of the Spirit, and his name vanished among them, and from that day I was no longer numbered amongst them. And he set me between the two winds, between the north and the west, where the angels took the cord to measure for me the place for the elect and righteous. And there I saw the first fathers and the righteous who from the beginning dwell in that place. Two earlier visions of Enoch. And it came to pass after this that my spirit was translated, and it ascended into the heavens. And I saw the holy sons of God. They were stepping on flames of fire, and their garments were white, and their raiment and their face shone like snow. And I saw two streams of fire, and the light of that fire shone like hyacinth. And I fell on my face before the Lord of spirits.